Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yup, YOLO. First of all, congrats to Jeff. Jeff, via text, scored a $50 Visa gift card to celebrate the Celebrity Name Game premiering on the CW Rochester this week. And he goes, someone's going to tilt with that card.
Oh, goodness.
When... Jeff and I are now best friends.
There you go.
See you next Thursday.
Getting a little advice for this girl that kind of related to one of the things we were talking about earlier. And she explained that she's been with this guy for 3 years now. And they've been living together for a month. So very fresh. Just moved in. But a couple weeks ago at the bar, she apparently ran into some guy who she was interested in. Thought it was kind of, just maybe a little... Little juice thing, and when she woke up the next day, it wasn't going to be a big deal. But turns out she was still interested.
Mm-hmm.
So they've been in contact. They've
not
actually
good.
Hung out a few times. Although she says that she wouldn't date him, but she just thinks this might be a sign that maybe she shouldn't be with her boyfriend.
I agree, Stacey. So, I agree.
So basically her question was, is this normal to feel that way? Should she stick it out? Or is this a sign and they should break up? So, we give our opinions. We want to hear some of yours.
We don't know what we're doing in life, so that's why we need you to tell us how to do this.
It's 98PXY.
222-9800. What's your name?
My name's Taylor.
Taylor, what are your thoughts on this?
I think she might be just a little scared. Moving into an apartment or a place with someone's very serious. And, I mean, I just went through a breakup, and I thought everything was perfectly fine. And then the dude's like, we're moving too fast. We're getting too serious.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I can see that. That a step like that is so big, and you kind of maybe second guess yourself, and then you look for the out. Like you're
young.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. And then she's just like, oh, I still want to go out and party. I still want to do this. I still want to do that. So I think she's scared of commitment.
Do you think she should hang in there or just end it?
I think she should hang in there. 3 years, to me, I feel like that's a lot of time invested in there. So I just feel like personally, like I would stay in there. I'll give it a couple of months. If it doesn't work out after that, then hey, break up with the guy. But like, I feel like 3 years is a lot just to have that thrown away.
Makes sense. Okay, thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate your advice.
Lots of good calls on this. 222-9800. Hello, Team PXY.
If she moved in a month ago and 2 weeks ago met this guy and she's not sure, she should have never moved in with him in the first place.
That's what I was saying. There had to be problems before that if a 1 month in, you're like looking to get out already.
Well, you know what I was thinking too is maybe it was brought up, you know, hey, let's move in together. And she didn't know how to say no.
Yeah, how do you say no after 3 years too? Because that's kind of the next step, you know?
Yeah, I really think that it probably should have never happened.
I agree with you 1,000%. What's your name?
Sue.
Sue, thanks so much for calling. You have an awesome day, okay?
Thank you. You too.
All right, bye, Sue.
All right, Sue, bye. Bye. Getting a lot of different opinions on this from the text line, too, from 3623. The fact that she's second-guessing the relationship already, like Megan said, is a red flag. If she truly loves him, she would know that it was just a fluke and she would not question her love.
I really think the first month of you living with your boyfriend, that is the most fun. It's when you really start to see the nitty-gritty deep stuff that things get weird. But the first month should be fun. It's like you're playing house.
Granted, you don't kill each other in the actual move.
Truth. Oh, my God.
This is Team PXY with Carter and Corey.
You know, mostly I'm saying this for selfish reasons because I want to see the screenshots of the creepy things guys say to you.
Oh, my God, you jerk.
On 98PXY.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.